This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, how we pick the music that you hear on NPR. But first, Window Rock, Arizona is a long way from Hollywood, but earlier this year it was abuzz with much of the excitement of a Hollywood premiere. At the Navajo Nation Museum Theater, a documentary was screened for the first time for the people whose story it tells, the players, the coaches, and fans of the legendary 1988 Shiprock High School Girls Championship basketball team. The film, called Rocks with Wings, and the story of how it got made are stories about people who move past many different barriers. Paul Ingalls was at the special premiere.
The crowd is building in the theater lobby. The director is pacing around nervously. Amid the sea of expectant Indian faces waiting to see this film is the bright, smiling 32-year-old Cheryl Lee. Today, she's a computer specialist, but in 1988, she was a starting player on the Lady Chieftains championship team.
Actually, right now, I'm really, really nervous. I have no clue what is on there, and I guess the not knowing part makes me nervous.
Almost all of Cheryl's teammates and their families are here to see the work of Rick Derby, a white filmmaker from New York who's been hanging around the reservation making this film for 14 years.
Oh, geez, I haven't been able to sleep. I've been on edge. I've tried not to drink coffee, and I've just been panicking because there's been a lot of buzz and there's a lot of excitement. They entrusted me with their story, and now I've managed to get it told, but I hope I told it well.
The themes of trust and the threat of violated trust have been central to American Indians throughout history, and they run strongly through both the original story of this all-Navajo girls basketball team's rise to prominence and in Rick Derby's own odyssey of making this film. The movie opens with aerial shots of the stunning Red Rock formation known as Shiprock. The Navajos had always called it the Rock with Wings, which Derby adapted for the title. The film establishes early on the sense of limited possibilities that pervaded this New Mexico reservation town in the 1980s.
There is a lot of this feeling of holding people back and down, like you stay in the same gutter as I am. Don't get ahead of anybody. You stay with me down here, and as long as you stay with me down here, we will all feel good.
This was the setting that a black man named Jerry Richardson walked into in 1980. A star basketball and track athlete from the segregated South of the 1970s, Richardson became an even more stark minority on the Navajo reservation. He took the reins of the losing Lady Chieftains in 1982 because, he says in the film, nobody else wanted to. Richardson drilled the girls on fundamentals and talks in the movie of challenging a Navajo culture that lacked a key ingredient for sports.
The Navajo people are not very aggressive. I was trying to make the girls become aggressive. If you want something, you go out and get it. But that wasn't the attitude of the home.
Richardson's discipline didn't take at first, and some girls quit the team. But others held on, trying to match their coach's higher expectations of them, and the program improved. By 1987, Shiprock had climbed into the state finals, but there was tension beneath the surface. Richardson and one of his white assistants clashed over how hard to push the girls. The coach never seemed satisfied. And in an anxious team meeting the night before the finals, first player Cheryl Lee and then faculty assistant Glojean Totacini, also a Navajo, spoke up.
And I said, well, they don't like the way your attitude is. You know, you're real, not vicious, but, you know, you need to change the way you tell us things because they hurt sometimes.
And he went into, I'm a black man, the only black man here on the Indian Nation, and I cut him short. And I said, look, Jerry, you're talking to Indian people. I said, don't give me this poor little black boy thing. I said, we've gone through this all our lives, too. I said, that's enough.
The painful and dramatic truth-telling session was a turning point for the team and helped Richardson, who had demanded so much change of the Indian girls, to change a bit himself. Filmmaker Rick Derby saw this as a key theme.
In order to lead, you need to have walked the same terrain yourself. In order for these girls to overcome something, they've had to witness the adults overcome it first.
Miley throws up a 30-footer at the buzzer, no good! We've got overtime!
The footage of the Chieftain games, especially their overtime win in the 1988 state finals, had FilmFest audiences across the country stomping and cheering. But the home audience here from Shiprock reacted more to the film's smaller moments, like laughing when they'd recognize a Navajo grandma waving a foam number one hand in the stands. In the shadows at the back of the theater, filmmaker Rick Derby intently absorbed their reaction. This moment of bringing this film to this audience was a long time coming for Derby, who first heard the Lady Chieftain story back in 1988.
I don't want to call it this divine inspiration, but it really, I felt that this was something I had to do.
Had you had any encounters with Native culture before this event?
Absolutely none. Honestly, this was the last place that I ever would have expected myself to be.
When Derby first arrived in Shiprock, the locals were suspicious. But when he convinced them that he was there to tell the success story of the Navajo girls, their guard went down, and slowly he bonded with the players who told their stories.
It was just connecting with their emotions. If they would talk and they would cry, it would make me cry, and they could see that.
The community was also impressed that Derby kept showing up, year after year after year, continuing to film as the Lady Chieftains became a dynasty, winning every state title through 1995. Derby filmed it all, the crowds getting larger, rival clans and factions coming together for the games, the players heading to college or some other success uncommon for reservation kids. When Coach Richardson left Shiprock to coach college ball in Florida, Derby followed him there for more interviews. By 1996, he had 8 years' worth of film, but lack of money, time, and something else was holding him back.
My friends would say, "Aren't you done with that yet? You're still working on that?" And I'd always say, "It's not done yet. The story's not over. Something hasn't happened. And when it does, I'll know what it was. I'll know what that is."
That something came in a phone call to Derby in 1996. Coach Jerry Richardson was killed when his van was hit by a speeding car in a Florida intersection.
The minute I heard it, it was like it was so unbelievable. It was to this day, it's unbelievable.
With finances tight, it took Derby another 5 years to produce the film on display this day for the folks of Shiprock. After the special screening, a group dinner turned into both a celebration of the girls' accomplishment and a second memorial for Jerry Richardson. And for filmmaker Rick Derby, a little cash collected from the community to help with its expenses, a Navajo blanket, and a poster signed by all the girls, including Cheryl Lee.
"And Mr. Derby, all your love and devotion and your perseverance and compassion and your love for us individually shows. Thank you so much."
The documentary Rocks with Wings airs on many public television stations this Wednesday night. For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls in Window Rock, Arizona.